This week's parsha Shmos. Begins a tkufa, a period in the Jewish calendar, which I don't know how known it is or how known it was, but in recent years it became more and more known, more attention was paid to it, and that is called the tkufa, the time of Shoivavim. Shoivavim means Shmois, Eira, Boy, Mishalach, Yisroi, Mishpatim, Shoivavim. It's an acronym. It's a supposed to resemble the beginning of the Parshias of the beginning of Shmois. And this Tkufa, Shoivavim, the Svarim HaKadoshim write in great length, is a zman for tikkun, for fixing Pgam HaBrit. It's a time to fix, a time to do tshuva for all the averis that one does, for sod. Sod meaning tzadik, soid, arayis. It's a special time to fix for hirhurim, for bad thoughts. Most of us, Baruch Hashem, don't have big averis in Maisa of Arayis. But in Hirhurim, the Gemara says clearly, ain't Adam, there's almost no person that could come and say that he's completely clean from Hirhurim, from bad thoughts. Shoivavim is the time designated in the year for Kapara, for Tikkun of Shoivavim, of why? Why did they choose these weeks? Well, they just looked at the calendar and said, you know something? Well, we Hanukkah, then there's Tu Bishvat, and then there's Purim. So we need a time which is free, which is open, that we could use and take, and therefore, oh, these are a few weeks here that we could take these weeks and use them as Tikkun, Zman Tshuva for Shoivavim, for Nyani Pgam HaBris. Mestaman, it has nothing to do with that. Mestaman, these weeks inherently have a connection, have a Shaychus. Mestaman, these weeks are in within themselves a Zman Roi, a time frit for Tikkun on these Averis. Why? What's so special about these weeks? That these weeks are the weeks designated for Tikkun of Pgam HaBris. Why? I'm sure there's a lot of literature on this topic, but I'd like to give my own personal feeling of it, my own personal understanding of it. Maybe it's brought in other Svarim, maybe it's not. And if it's not, it should be, because it's a good idea, it's a good yisoid that we're going to say today. Why are these days mesugal? Mesugal for Tikkun HaBris. Why? I'd like to begin by taking out a story from the beginning of the parasha and dissecting it, as they say. Taking it apart to understand it properly. And I believe if we understand that parasha properly, we'll understand why Shmois and the following consecutive parashias are mesugal for Pgam HaBris. I want to point out that usually events have a date. Right? Yudalit Adar is Purim, Chanukah is Chaf Hei Kislev. Not necessarily do they revolve around the parashas. For some reason, it's not the time, but the parashas. Shoivavim, the parashas of Shmois, Va'era, Boi, Mishalach, Yisrei, Mishpatim. It leads me to believe that the significance is not the time, but it's the lessons of these parshiyos. The lessons of these parshiyos is creating the time for tshuva on these inyanim. What can we find in this parshiyos of Shmoyis Mo'eira? Boy, inshallah! Talks about Pagama Bris. You want to know something? I searched. I couldn't even find one word in all these parshiyos that talks about Pagama Bris. There is no topic. There is no even code word which alludes to it. So if you come and say that Al Pi Zayar, Al Pi Kabbalah, it's the time. Listen, what do I know in the Yonim of Kabbalah, the time? Why this time was picked? Why this time is Mesugal? This time has rich capabilities to be Mesaking Pagama Bris. But if I attach it to the Parshiyos, then my job is to what? To search the basis of the Parshiyos, the Shoyrish of the Parshiyos. What is in these Parshiyos that causes the, how should I say it, that it's fertile, to be Mesak and Pagam HaBris, Arayis, Hirhuri Arayis, where, what are these Parshiyos that lend itself to the Tikkun of Pagam HaBris? So I'll tell you what I'm thinking. And as I begin, I'd like to take apart one parsha, one story in the beginning of this parsha, and to show you how actually this theme reoccurs itself kemat in every parsha of Shmoyis Va'era Boi Bishal. There's an underlying theme in the whole story of Shmoyis Va'era Boi Bishal. Let's begin with the Miyalvis. Understand that the Gullus is lurking. It's the beginning of the Gullus in Shmoyis. It's around the corner. They're starting to make Zeirus on Klal Yisrael. Kala ben Ailoit hayoiru tashlichu. They should take all the male children and then throw them into the waters and kill them. The Mialdais don't do that. The Mialdais stand strong, and they withstand the pressure of Paroi to do this, and they keep the children alive. But the Pasuk associates this great act of theirs to a certain midah. And that is, if you look at Pasuk Yud Zayin, Vatirena Hamiyaldais Esvalikim. Perik Aleph, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Vatirena Hamialdois Esalikim. The Pasuk doesn't just state simply that they didn't listen to Paroi. They didn't commit murder, which we'll discuss in a few moments if it is murder. Not so simple that killing an unborn child in the mother's stomach is murder. And the issue, of course, will be if it's not murder, maybe they themselves shouldn't have put their lives at risk to save the unborn children. We're going to discuss that in a few moments, but I just want to show you the emphasis that Goshe in the Pasuk. Why they did it. Pasuk doesn't simply state, and they didn't do it. One could understand, fathom, if they didn't do it, because they were good people, they were tzadikas. Why do I need a description of their inner state of mind when they didn't do it? So, Pasha, you need a chiddush why someone doesn't want to commit murder. You need a chiddush why a person is a person with goals, with ethics. He has morals. A person doesn't want to commit murder. I have to explain why a person doesn't. There's no need to give interpretation of why. Afal pikin. We see that the Pasuk goes out of its way to emphasize, and that of course is Ledairus to teach us, this that they didn't do it has to do with what? Yiras Elikim, fear of Hashem. I'm going to show you that this diuk that we're making is so apparent, it's so clear, because the pasuk is chazers it. The pasuk repeats it again when the pasuk discusses their reward. The pasuk says, "Vapasuk chaf, vayeta velikim lam yalbis." Vayhi ki yoru. I'm sorry, pasuk chaf aleph. Now continuing, vayhi ki yoru ham yalbis eso alikim. Again, the pasuk doesn't even say that they did the act and they got reward, but actually the pasuk talks now only about why they did it. They feared God, they got a reward. So you see that the pasuk even takes out from the schar the maisa and attributes it strictly to what? To the yiras alikim, which caused the maisa. No? Do you need any more clear pasuk that the pasuk is madgish? It emphasizes. It puts emphasis on the yiras alikim here. It's clear. Why the emphasis about yiras alikim? Why is it important to emphasize this thing that they had yiras alikim? Another question. We have to understand how the Vayaslahem Batim was in direct payment, Mido Kedegem Mido, for the Vatiren Am Yaldi Sisalikim. Because the Pasuk obviously is linking the two together. The Pasuk is saying the Yerasalikim made Vayaslahem Batim. You should know many mefarshim discuss the link between the act and the reward, mida kenegan mida. What is it? Most classic is the Brisker Ravzvart, which is probably the most pashut as well. Rashi explains, what's the vayasla batim, kahuna, leviya. If it wasn't for the male boys, could you have kahuna and leviya? You couldn't have it. Because the yichus is always after the boy, in Klal Yisrael, and not the girl. So there would be no boys, you wouldn't have Kehanim and Levian. So as a reward for them spearing and saving the boys, Vayaslahem Batim. That's one of the many different pshatim that are said to explain why the Batim is Mida Kenegin Mida for what? For the act of saving the children. But Rabbeisai, we point out that it's not so much for the act of saving the children, but rather the mashmoyis, the implication of the pasuk is what? That it's for? It's the fear of Hashem that resulted in the reward, the vayaslahem batim. What's the mida connected mida? So this, Rabbi Isai, is the foundation, the shayrish, the basis of our share today. The emphasis on the Yiras Alikim, and how to explain that the Vayaslahem Bati, the Kahuna Leviya, was a reward for this Yiras Alikim. Let me ask you a question. Do you know that there's a world of Goyim that sacrifice themselves to save the lives of others? There's a whole world like that. If you're going to come and say, it's not true. You're fooling yourself. You're being childish. Just recently, there was a story in the news of a person that was on the platform. He saw someone had a seizure or something, fell into the train, and he jumped in to save the person while the train was coming. Hashem probably saw the tremendous act of courage, the Siras Nefesh, for one person to another, and they both miraculously were saved. There are people who sacrifice. You know, a lot of the army that fights in Iraq, a lot of them have this lofty goals of ethics. People, they're doing it for the right reasons, and they're happy to give up their life for it. What's so special about the Mialdas? I can imagine many midwives Do you know you have today doctors, midwives included, that go all over the world, the Mesiras Nefesh, to save people, that they should be born. Africa is tremendous. So what's the big deal? Shifra, poor, whoa, unbelievable. Ethic. There are ethical, moral people in the world. Why do we give them the status of hero, so to speak, for what they did? The average guy wouldn't be able to do it. The average guy would quickly run the other way. Yeah, I once told you a beautiful story. As they say, it happened with me. Two, maybe three, I believe though it's 2 years ago, Chalamoy Tzukis. I went with my children, davening in the Baba Vishul in Barapak. We left, and like anybody that has children, young children, especially has more than one, he knows that you always have to go a second time to every place to recapture, to recollect everything that was left there the first time. You have to know that. It's a hat or a jacket or it's the Asher, it's the Lulav, it's the Aravis, it's the Siddur, it's the Machzer. So you should be prepared that every time you leave for the first time, it's actually just the beginning. You'll have to, it's just Aschalta de Geula of leaving, because you have to come back if one, maybe even more than once, to retrieve. The word is retrieve all the lost and left behind objects. So, I went into the car and I start driving. Ah, I left my Aravis, I left the Chveis, whatever they, I think it was Aravis or whatever they left. I went around the block and I parked again in front of the shul, sitting in the car, and I said, listen, don't spend too much time. Get your Aravis and run. There's a lot of traffic, Bar Park, Holomoy, davening, please. I'm sitting in the car, and all of a sudden, I hear him screaming. He left, it's an unbelievable story.
You sure?
No, from the street. A guy took a Jewish child and wanted to kidnap him. A guy wanted to take a Jewish child and kidnap. It happened right in the back of my car. This was, in other words, I didn't see this thing because I was looking forwards. But I hear screaming and I'm looking where it's coming from. All of a sudden I hear a bunch of young Hasidish Bachar, Yigalait, Avreichim, screaming, he has a gun! So my first reaction was, put your foot on the accelerator, right? Get out of here. And I was sure that that's what they meant as well. And then I see that the opposite. They were running to the guy to get the child. They were running to save the child, and they were screaming one to another, he has a gun. And I learned an unbelievable thing from this. There are people who, even without thinking, Mesiras Nefesh to save someone. It's an unbelievable thing. He has a gun and they ran towards him instead of running away. I'll never forget it. Yeah, they subdued him. He dropped the gun. The police came within seconds. The Bar Park, they have it in with the police. The police are the servants of the community there, literally. And within seconds, they had the guy handcuffed and then tried it, and then almost the stomach took him to the backyard and got rid of him. Because that's what the Bava Chassidim wanted. Bottom line, they ran towards him with, he has a gun. Are these such heroes? Can we come and say that these guys are the tzaddikim of the world? There are people that have inherent in their moral and ethical, and that they're ready to sacrifice themselves for another person. Why do we single out Shifra and Puah? They're very special. That they were willing to sacrifice themselves for the sake of saving the children. Now the truth, I'm going to tell you even more. It's not even clear in the Pasuk that they were in danger of dying. It's not even clear in the Pasuk that they were, it doesn't say that if they didn't listen they would have gotten killed. maybe it's self-understood that if you don't listen to a king, you'll end up... I understand that that obviously wouldn't be good for them. Obviously, they'd be in some kind of trouble. There would be some kind of inconvenience. So, Manusha, if they weren't going to be killed for it, so I don't even see what the big deal. I mean, if you tell somebody, kill that person, and the consequence is not even you'll get killed, I'm such a tzaddik for not killing that person. And the second question, maybe if you do get killed, we know there's halacha called Yarid Val Yavar. There's halacha that if someone puts a gun in your hand and says, go kill him or I'll kill you, the halacha dictates, is mechayiv, that you shouldn't kill that person. So this we can answer, there's a very famous marsha, that b'nei akum, b'nei noyach, are neragala ubrim. They get killed for causing abortion on a fetus. Klal Yisrael is not neragala ubrim. It's aser, but it's not neragala ubrim. Which means is it's not a capital offense that you get killed for. Wait a second. Now, says the Marsha, that this is why Paroi didn't do it himself. Paroi knew that B'nai Noyach, it's a capital offense. So therefore he asked them the Yaldos, because to them it's not Yar, it's not Hereg. It's Aser, but not punishable by death. This is how the Marsha in Masechta Sanhedrin explains. So I could clear that maybe if it's not Neragala Ubrim, there's no din of Yarg Val Yavar as well. Maybe if someone is threatening to kill you, if you don't kill the fetus, Ayid is Mechuyiv to go kill the fetus maybe. This is all interesting discussion, halachically, for a different time in a different shir. Point being, I'm trying to minimize, even though Mustafa, most of the darshanim, most of the people who say speeches on this parsha will try to maximize the great act of Shifra and Pua. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to minimize it somewhat. Because, like I said, I know many people that are ready to sacrifice themselves. I know this Babavik Chassid, seems like a simple guy, seems like he wakes up in the morning, listens to his beeper messages, he goes to shul, he davens on Kabbalah, then he goes to the Ritzis. Right? Then he goes, makes a missile business, a missile tulip, a missile king, a regular guy! Don't get me wrong, I hold all Yidden are something special. That's not what I'm trying to bring up. What I meant to say was, but on such a status as Shifra with Pua, do you know that Shifra and Pua was Zaychet all leadership roles in their lineage? Kahuna, Leviah, and Moshe, and Aaron, and Malchus. The Medrash says, unbelievable, there was Zaychet to... All the big people came from them because of this act. I know a lot of people who do big acts of chesed, who self-sacrifice themselves, not to take away from it, from the act of Shifra Pua, but to take away from the prestige and the pedestal that we put Shifra Pua on. What's the big... What is Zot Yehim? And then I'm pointing out, if there's a din of Yarek Val Yavar, which is a sugi for itself on an uper, on a fetus, does a Jew have a halacha that he should give up his life to save a fetus? So then it's nothing what they did. They kept the mitzvah. But what's this? You get special credit. You get extra brownie points, as they say in English, for keeping the mitzvah of Yarek Val Yavar. Finish. You know, I mean, again, I'm not saying you're a Kaddish if they kill you, and it's all good. But there were so many Kaddishim, 6 million Kaddishim in the Holocaust, the Spanish Inquisition, Kaddishim with Tahirim, people that were Moisin Abdish. Are they all Shifra and Pua? Seems like they were special, they were unique. What was so unique about them? Rabbi, let me tell you what I believe is the real pshat in the uniqueness, the greatness of Maisa Shifra and Pua. I'm going to read you a medrash. Where's the medrash here? It says the medrash like this. Something interesting. Matchayenos hayiladim. It's an extra word in the pasuk. If they didn't do what Pari asked, so of course they let the children live. If Pari says to kill, and they didn't kill, so they let them live. Why does the pasuk have to emphasize a repetition to repeat itself? Matchayenos hayiladim. Says the Medrash, Yesh Kilos Besaych Kilos. This is giving them compliment, praise, on top of praise. Loi Dayan Shleikim was Dvarav. It's not only that they didn't keep the words of Pare, Eloi Loi Sifu Lassasim Emtavis. They added, and they did big favors to the Jewish children when they were born. Yesh Vem Shoyan Niyos. Yeah. Some of them were poor. Their mothers were poor. They supported. It's not only that they let them live. They went the extra mile. They went out of their way to end. But in case there was no food in the house, they would do magbit, they would do tzedakah collecting to get money to these people. Says the Medrash further, Yesh mehem shirim latzis sumim oydeis betfilah, so they would sit and daven Hashem, Rabbeinu Shloilim, save the child, make him that he shouldn't be sick or blind or whatever the case may be, and Hashem listen to their tefillah, v'chulei v'chulei. Extra credit things, not just the actual act of saving them. Then the Medrash says also, Rashi's pshat, Shifru Pua, that they used to make nice for the baby and play with the baby. They did extra. So this is a very famous Medrash. What's a little less famous is the end of that Medrash, which really, really is the basis of understanding this parsha. Let me read you the end of this Medrash. Tovarachar, another pshat. What was so special about Shifra Pua that they saved the baby? Tovarachar, vatirena miyaldois. Fear. Vatirena hamiyaldois. What fear? What? Koshtu atzmon lemaisa zikna. They behaved, they embellished, they beautified their actions like the actions of their grandfather. Which grandfather? Which grandfather did all this? Ze Avraham, Avraham Avinu, Kimosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meyid Olam, Ki Ata Yodati Ki Rei Elokim Ata Yiras Elokim. The Vatirena, Hamialda, he says, Elikim, is a very vital part of the story here. It's not just that they let the baby live. Many people do that, like I asked you. You think only Shivra Pool wouldn't commit murder to save a baby? Many people. But they went further! And that's the Yiras Elikim. That's the mice of the father Avraham Avinu ki atu yadati ki reili kim atu yiras alikim. No, am I teaching you good? You see that the essential, the fundamental part of the parish of understanding it is not just that they let him live, but rather what? Yiras alikim, the extra, what they added to the act of heroism because of Yiras Elokim. Amru, says the Medrash, Avraham Avinu Olam HaShalom Pasuch Loi Pundik. Avraham Avinu opened up a restaurant, motel, hotel. For Yuzonis Orvis HaShom Bnei Odmar Eilim. He gave to eat Goyim. You notice, you ever have, this is something I'd like to just Agavurcha point out. Let's say you have a restaurant, right? So you have that whoever comes in, the patrons, you serve with such dignity. Sir, and you give them a plate, with a napkin, with a dolly, a whole covet, a whole... Who are these people? Arelim, Goyim sometimes, right? A patron? He's a patron of your story. You treat him properly. How could you not treat your brother? Your own flesh and blood when he comes to you. So he's not your patron in your store. Can't treat him with their hearts. You know who's the first to talk this concept? Shifra and Pua. That's their concept. Avraham Avinu had patrons in his hotel. But Goyim! Street people. You hear? Street people. So we're going to take Yidden. And not only we're not going to feed them, but we'll kill them. So it's obviously not enough. We have to also give them to eat. Kiva Shira. Oh, Pari, since Pari saw, he called them. He called them. You like it? It's interesting. You know what I'm thinking also? What's the pshat in the Medrash? This is what it means that he called them. He called them, I mean, it has nothing to do with the previous pshat, it has to do with Vatchianis Yolam, the pasuk. Why does the Medrash attach that Pari calls them? Oh, he saw what they did. That's nothing to do with this Medrash. He saw that they... That they, he let them live. Kanire! On the fact that they let them live, that's not such a big thing. Pari couldn't even have a complaint about it. What are you complaining? What, you want them to commit murder? They can't do it. But that they went extra. Ooh, that Pari can't take. Ooh. You're a silly kid? Are you crazy? Avraham Avinu's minhagim here in the Mitzrayim. Hadahu d'chsiv. Otherwise, what does it mean? Kimon shirah parish. What the Medrash is quoting over the pasuk? What's this Medrash? Kimon shirah parish loyosuk zeroisoi shalach mekaraisoi. That's the pasuk. I don't know, and that's what it says in the pasuk. Yeah, by Yikra Melch Mitzrayim Lom Yaldos Ivrios. You want to tell you what this part of the Medrash is? Do you understand what I'm talking about? I'm asking a simple question. The Medrash says that they went the extra distance, tremendous. Once Pari saw this, he calls them, you're not listening, and that's what it says in the pasuk that he called them. I mean, that's what it says in the pasuk, that they didn't listen and he called them. I mean, what's this whole chazal? That's why I believe that when he saw this, not that he saw that he let them, that they let them live. Because they let them live is they didn't want to commit murder. They couldn't do it. You have a tiny on a person who doesn't want to commit murder. Don't forget, Pari officially is not allowed to even do this, right? Pari officially is not allowed to even do this. So it could be if he forces them to do this, it's still on his cheshbon. If you cause someone with a gun to go over that way, deserve. It's like you don't want to know that way, deserve. But it's like you want to know that way, deserve. I don't know if in Hilchis, Avodah Zarah, L'gabi Chiyuv Misa, I understand maybe we could technically say it's his Misa. But Avadit, that Avera, if you're trying to get the Avera off your shoulders, you can't force the other guy to do it. Imagine a guy wants to be Chal Shabbos. I won't force the other guy to do it. Oh, I'm a Shabbos. Are you masking to this? Can I come and force you to do an Avera and say, I didn't do it, he did it? That wasn't what's eating at him. Kimon Shiro. And what's Gzeiro Yisov? Just saying, Gzeiro Soy, this Gzeiro. It's not about this. It's they weren't afraid of Paroi. They were afraid of Hashem. It's not this Gzeiro. The Medrash does not say Kivon Shaloi Shamali Gzeiro Soy. They didn't listen to this decree of throwing the babies into the water. But since they're in general not listening like Zeroisa, They don't have fear of the king. Who do they have fear of? And where did he see that? That they went the extra mile. They went the distance. They went further to do what Avraham Avinu did, because Atiyadati Kirei Likim Ato. Oive, Pari's thinking, now I'm in trouble. Vatikra Lamialda, he says, Oivrios. Now he has a complaint. What are you doing? Finish life, you don't kill men! Okay, listen, how can I force you to kill? But to come and say, that I'll do more, because yes, this Pari can handle. Lanias Daiti, that's the pshat in the last line, the Hoysofa, the ending of the Medrash. Al Kalpanim, getting back to the side of the Medrash, and we see a connection between the Parsha of Shifra and Pua saving the children and the Akedah. That's what we see. That whatever Avraham Avinu portrayed in the Akedah, that Hashem says, now I see Yirei Elikim, this is what the Shifra and Pua, the Miyaldais, portrayed, and they shined out Yiras Elikim in saving the children. If the Medrash is putting together the era of the Yaldos to the Atiyadati Kirei Elikim Ato, what's the connection? What is the similarity, the dimyain, between Maisa Keda, and the story of what? Of Shifra and Pua saving the children. So let's repeat just one more time, then we'll see clearly the comparison. Let's repeat on the Yisod that we said. Ethics. Many people have ethics. Many people have morals. Many people would not kill another person, even if it meant that they had to give up their own life. And many people wouldn't even kill a fetus, an Uber, to save their own lives. This was more than that. This was above and beyond just not killing somebody else. And it was based on Yiras Elokim. Then now we could go and understand its similarity to the fact that Avram did an Akedah and he was Yiras Elokim. Let me explain to you what I mean. Does everybody hear this? This is not Torah, this is not Pilpul, this is not Chidushim. This is reading of the Chazal, the way the Chazal said it. It's not my word. The Chazal is saying that this Yiras Elokim is the Yiras Elokim of Avraham Avinu, but the Yiras Elokim of Avraham Avinu was by Akedah. What does that do with this? It's the same thing like the Akedah. And I explained to you that the reason why the Medrash Chazal are going there, because to say that they save the babies, so what? That's not something heroic more than the average human being who has morals and ethics. This has to be more. And what was the more? The more was the hatava, the fact that they went extra to save and to help and to... Okay. And this is connected to Avraham Avinu's Atiyadati Kirei Elokim Ato. How? You know, to me, it's a davar shel pela. Analyze the life and doings of Avraham Avinu, and to realize when he got his recognition and title of Yirei Elokim is a chidush niflo to me. Do you know what Avraham Avinu's life was all about till the Akedah? For the first 100 years, what was Avraham Avinu doing? So the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, you want to find it over there, the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Ben Shali Shanim Hika Avraham is Bairai. Avraham Avinu, Avodah Zarah. Avraham Avinu was a pioneer. He was a navigator about Hashem. Whoever believed in Hashem, who knew of Hashem, Do you know how many tests he had to go through because he believed in Hashem? Unbelievable. It's unbelievable what he went through. He was thrown into a furnace for it. The earlier tests, you have it at the beginning of Avodah Zarah. Ben Shalom Shana Im Hikra Avram Is Bayrei. Here, Hilchas Avodah Zarah. Yeah, Kivush Nigmal. Perik Beis Halacha Gimel. Kivush Nigmal Eis and Zehis L'Shaite. B'daitoi V'Katin. Kitzur, the Rambam goes through the history of Avram Avinu. Turbulence. Tests. Difficulties. Because he was a ma'amin b'Hashem. Yet, till the 10th test, he's not called the Yireli king. What's he called? I love you, Avram Ahuvi. I love you. Great. You're the best. You're Avram Avdi, my slave. Atoyodayti. Only now I know. Ki Yireli kimato. Pile ploy. That was an unbelievable thing. What was not about Yerushalayim in all the events of Avram Avinu's life till now? Everything was Yerushalayim. His whole life was Yerushalayim. Why does the pasuk say that Hashem tells him now, only now, I've come to the conclusion that you're Yerushalayim, and I can give you that title that you're Yerushalayim? I'll tell you what I think the pshat is, Rabbi. There is belief in Hashem, and there's morals, and there's ethics, and a person can have it all. But there's something called Yiras Hashem. You hear? Yiras Hashem, which doesn't come easy. And just because you have ethics and morals and the love of Hashem and belief in Hashem, it still doesn't mean that you have Yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem is something unique. Above and beyond faith and belief and love of Hashem and morals and ethics. It's above and beyond all that. Tell me, it's not muchach. I mean, that's what it says, right? I'm not making that up. It's mashal that Avraham Avinu, after everything he did, his whole moral life, all the chesed he did, and all the emunah he spread, and all the hakara, the recognition of Hashem, it all was what? Not final. Yerelikim till now. Why? What's so special about Yerelikim? What is unique about Yerelikim, which is not a... also about Avas Hashem and Chesed and Hakaras Hashem and ethics and morals. What's more? I'm going to tell you soon a maral which is going to blow your mind, as they say in English. Forgive the expression, because it really is. It's a maral that blows your mind. If someone said, who is the epitome of Yiras Shamayim? You would say Yosef. Yeah. Yosef. He was ready to do an Aveira. Ready to do an Aveira! And he, fear, Hashem, right? Yaakov comes to him. But he got frightened and he didn't do the Aveira. Tremendous Yiras Shamayim, right? You would say that? Alright. Chazal tell us a little differently. Chazal tell us, Sheker Acheim. Gemara Sanhedrin Dab Chaf Amir Aleph Sheker Acheim. Chayn is sheker. Who's Chayn? Who is it? Yosef sheker achayin. Hevel ayoyfi boyas. You know, boyas was Rus was standing there. It was so easy for him to do the Aveira. Hevel ayoyfi ze boyas. Wow. So the what's Isha Yiras Hashem he tisalo? Zeb palti belayish, the whole story there with the sword, he put a sword there, he wasn't allowed to live with her because he was actually married to somebody else, Hagan Samaisa. Kol ha'oy, whoever does the aver yidakar b'cher will get killed with a sword. So for years he lived with a woman that he had no relationship with her because he wasn't allowed. So tell me something. Yosef is not that good to you? Yosef, in English they call it small change. Yosef was small change to you? And the answer is, yeah, that's what Chazal tell us. And we're still going to learn from Maral, yes, yes, yes! Yosef was still not. I'll tell you the words of the Maral, and we'll get to it a little bit later in greater detail. There's Yiras Hashem and there's Yiras Hashem. You know the famous expression.
Different degrees.
Not even degrees. It's a whole different type of Yiras Hashem. There's this, there's Yiras Hashem, but then there's Yiras Hashem! Yosef had Yiras Hashem! Palti Elias had Yiras Hashem! We're going to get to this morale a little bit later. Ethics and morals and everything is still not Ati Adati Kirele Kimata. What's lacking in Avram's history that's still not Yiras Elokim? Let me tell you over a moiridik shtikim al Michtam Aliyah. The Michtam Aliyah asks, Im Chele Gimel. And for those that want to really look it up and not just listen to me and say, shake with their head, yeah. And they'll look up and they'll do the homework. Page 46. Chele Gimel. Page 46. Why are you taking away some of Avraham Avinu's greatness? Could you imagine you tell a guy, oh, by the way, you have a good, you speak well. I speak well? Yeah, but what I said was wisdom. There's so much more praise that's alluded, that belongs to Avraham Avinu for the Ma'is Akeda. Why is it that you only speak about Yiras Elokim? What about Ahava? Yorei v'loy oye, fear and not love? Answers the Michtam Eliyahu, yes, fear and not love. To be oimed b'nisayay, to withstand difficulties, tests, can only come from one thing, Yiras Hashem. You can have Avas Hashem, but when it gets difficult, that's no guarantee you're going to stay with it. Yiras Hashem, you have fear. Fear. Fear keeps you in line no matter what comes your way. I'll read it to you. Mekimut shahayazen isayay. If it was a test, im kain. Borosh Madregas of Rama Vino Bahava Dayim Lo Yigil Madrego Yoyne Bin Yahu Kilo Yigil Lo Yoy Shaykhs Bechinus Nisayim Bakay the Kivurl Il Shebe Ahava Lo Shayach Nisayim Amul Chemes Ayat Nisayim test isn't combated with Ahava Umekima Shayyaz and Nisayim Hanitzach and Al Yitzri Bayi Da Yira Dafka. It had to come through fear. On a daily basis, Rabbi, so we're going to talk in great length about this today. On a daily basis, you could love Hashem and you could learn Torah and you could have morals and ethics. When it's difficult and the Yetzirah is burning, the only remedy, the only trufa, medicine against the Yetzirah in the burning of desire, all your ahava of Hashem and all your ethics and morals, it ain't going to help you. We're going to get to this where in Michtam Eliyahu in a different volume explains it so beautifully, so eloquently, that the moment the Yetzirah is burning with desire, ahava and ethics and morals go out the window. Yira is the only thing that could hold you together, that could keep you from swaying. So the Akedah, which was a Nisayin, and there was the greatest, was the 10th Nisayin, was the greatest of the Nisayinists, it needed a big dosage of Yira to overcome it. Ata Yadati Kirele Kimata. We're going to get back to this a little bit later to explain why it's that way. But let's go back at least to the parsha to understand what we have from our information. What do we gain from all this literature that we just quoted? And I'll tell you the following. It's one thing to have morals and ethics, and that you don't want to kill, and you don't want to hurt, and you want to do good things for people. The Mialdis did all that, but they did it in the face of a tremendous nisayon, tremendous pressure, a tremendous test. So the Torah went to the depth, to the core of where does this come from? What was the koach shayabem la'amod b'nisayon hazeh? And the answer is Avraham Avinu ati yadati ki yirei elikim yiras elikim atirena hamiyaldeis esho elikim shorish hashorish shalamaseh. It wasn't ethics. It wasn't good nature. Some women have a very good nature. They're very devoted babysitters. You ever see a good Jewish babysitter, a woman? She gives her whole heart and her feelings. It's all true. I have morals and ethics. But to withstand pressure of the soil, that takes something mi'al, above and beyond morals and ethics and love and so on and so forth. The midas tayyus. You need something strong. Heavy duty, as they say in English. A heavy duty. What's a heavy duty? That's heavy duty. And the pasuk explains, and that's how they were able to do this. Now I understand mida keneged mida, why they were zaychet to bati kahuna levia. You ready? You ready for something novel? A novel approach. You ready? Something interesting which you never heard before. The Rambam writes to me. I'll soon read it to you, but first let me tell you about Pat. All positions in Klal Yisrael, appointees to those positions needed two things, two attributes, Chachma v'yira, wisdom and fear. And I'm going to explain to you soon that actually it's the same thing. Hey Chachma, yira salikim. We're going to get to that a little bit later on in the shir. Wisdom, which is formulated together with Yira, we'll get to explain this a little bit later. These are the criteria. This is the tenai, the condition that it must be met for an appointee in Klal Yisrael. We'll soon explain why. Just to give you a little bit of an understanding right now, this juncture of this year, a leader must withstand tremendous pressure. He must be Meiser Nefesh. He must be Oymed Bin Isayin. It's not easy. The thing that keeps him on guard, keeps him on the right track, to withstand all the pressures of his position, is Chachma Yiras Elokim. Politicians, believe me, a lot of them start off with the right heart. Yeah, they want to do, they want to help people. It doesn't take long. In a short while, they become corrupt. The pressures of the office, the nisyonos of the office are so strong, and they're not prepared to deal with that. Because the only way you can be prepared to deal with nisyonos hachayim hakoshim is fear of Hashem. Yira. The fear of Hashem. We're going to talk about this in great length further on. But let me first read you to the Rambam. Then we understand why b'schus the yira, what were they zaycha to? Bate kahuna, levia, malchus. All the leadership of Klal Yisrael came through them. Yes, medrash, malchus. It says b'furish in the medrash. Medrash, malchus. M'zachu gam l'malchut. M'tzah shani kratze? Rav V'Levi Chad Omar Bote Kehuna Bote Leviya Chad Omar Bote Malchus. Bate kahuna, Levim imayshav ahari. Bate malchus mi Miriam, Lufish David ba mi Miriam. Tell me, which king had to withstand Shinas, tremendous pressure that he had from the moment he became, the moment he was born! The moment he was born, his whole life was one big Nisayon! Who? David HaMelech. David HaMelech, you hear? Medrash says that this act, HaPu'la Azur Shem Asul, Hayah HaShoresh of David HaMelech. This was the foundations, the Shorashi, the roots of the David HaMelech. David HaMelech, you hear? You listening? Sha'alta? Aniti Lecha? Medrash Mefurash? I make it up? I see it. לא לא, מה שאתה מבין זה לאחר השיעור, בכבוד, אתה יכול לבוא אחרי השיעור, דבר איתי כמה שאתה רוצה. למה? תסלח לי, אני אסביר לך. כמו שאתה תלמיד חכם, יש הרבה תלמיד חכמים פה, וכולם חושבים דעות, לא יהיה שיעור אחר כך. אני מאוד רוצה שאחרי השיעור תבוא אליי, ואני אשמע כל מילה בכבוד ובהערכה. בסדר? אוקיי, now listen carefully. I'm going to read you the Rambam, Perik Aleph, Melachim, Halacha Zayin. Shema Masha Rambam Kotev. Perik Aleph, Halacha Zayin. Rambam Nefeh, Perik Aleph, Halacha Zayin. Kishem Amidim HaMelech. It says like this. Haben Agadol is koydum lakoton kol ha-sedesh shal ha-yirusha. Omer Rambam. Omer Rambam. Here. V'loy ha-malchus bilvad. Next time I need the big one. I can't even see them. These are kankvani. K'lo yachol lirot pa-katay. Yeah, v'lo ha-malchus bilvad. אלא כל השרורות וכל המינויים שבישראל ירושה לבנו ולבן בנו עד עולם, which is a very big sugya, because Rabbonis, that a Rav, his son takes over, officially comes from this Rambam. The Chassam Sofer, there's a whole Chassam Sofer about it, because some said it's not called a minui, it's not called an appointment. It's a sugya shleima, but kaponim, whenever there's a position, minui shrora Av leben, you hear? But v'hu shi'a ben m'mal emakim avoysa b'chochma u'b'yira. The two conditions that's needed. Hoye m'mal b'yira, afo pishena m'mal b'chochma. Im yesh lo yira, afilu she'eno b'chochma, ma'amidin oysoi b'makim aviv. U'melamdin oysoi. Kanireh? Shafilu ha-chochma lo makeh. How you call him, huh? Ayirach. No, Rambam, huh? Afena. So what happens if he says, I don't know anything. He'll know. Ayisod shal hakol. Ayisod is yirach. If he has yirach, yesh lo hakol. He'll get the title. But you need yirach v'chochma. Okay. Lachen. They showed Yira, they showed fear. Therefore, they were Zaycha to what? To Kuna Melavia. We explained to be Oymeid bin Isyoinis, Tzrechim Yira. You need fear. You need fear. Because if not, when it's difficult, you don't do it. Yira keeps you on guard that you should do it even if it's difficult. Now let's explain how. How does that work? Lama. Lama zakacha. Ma ha-yigayom b'zeh. Ma yisod b'zeh. Why is it that way? Now listen carefully. Lakol yesh cheshbonot. There's always a cheshbon, you know that? Every time a person wants to do something, automatically the thing that he wants to do becomes lo rak shani rotze et zeh. Ani chayav lasot. Did you ever see a person that says, I need a nice house because I'm a baltaiva? You ever hear a person say that? I must have a nice car because I'm a baltaiva. Pilot. You know what they'll say? I need a nice car because my wife needs it. And I'm driving to yeshiva and my people. Huh? You ever? I hear people, they go on vacations. So they never say, I'm going on vacation. You know why I'm going on vacation? Because I have tigers. I lost good times. I never heard a person say that. You know what he says? I need a vacation. I work so hard. And I'm learning and I'm davening and I have to take a break. And I'm under stress.
I'm bringing up the Zeta Haran.
Yeah. You see, my friend? Morals and ethics is a very gray area. Because then it becomes moral to do it. Then the ethics tell me... Should I kill the baby? Of course I have to kill the baby. What do you mean? Should I make the headache? Of course. What do you mean? It's otherwise he'll kill me and my mother. And imagine they kill me. My father will be hurt. My grandmother. Then it becomes lorak shze asul lahogoto sheyesh mitzvah lahogoto. How many times do we find that somebody is mivazeh the other person? He gives him, sharp words, right? Isu gamu batora. What is he going to say? I need Russia. I need Achzar. Lo, ma piton. Chayavim lasot kanois. Hu, b'shem Hashem. What stops a person living in these dimyonot, shkarot, the false dimyonot that he builds up in his mind? There's a very famous joke that they say over pshat in the Gemara. Gemara says, "Im ra'ita talmud chacham she'asa aveira ba'layla, al tahareh acharav bayom." Shem asa tshuva. Because maybe the text says more Shem ala vada yasa tshuva. The Katzke Rebbe used to say vada yasa tshuva dayu katav tshuva shizamutar. Ada boker till the morning he already found a
entertain.
Snif lakel mashu asa shizamet mutar. You know why you're laughing, Rabotai? Because you left it yourself, it's true. We all do this to one extent or another. Maybe we're not going to come and say Yisurein for Hashim Amutar. We make everything. I hurt the other guy. What do you mean? Deserves it. Deserves it. This is Masei Yitzara. What stops a person from all these dimyonot, these cheshbonot, shal sheke v'dofi, yiras shamayim. Yiras Shomayim. Yiras Shomayim. Let me show you a little further. You ready? I'm going to read you a Michtam Elio from Chayim Dalit. Page 308. He tells his son Nachum Zev. It's interesting. Nachum Zev is still alive, by the way. Nachum Zev is a... he has the day school in Cleveland. The one who runs the day school in Cleveland is Nachum Zev. So he's writing to him, Tafresh Sadik Dalek from London, a letter to Nachum Zev, when Nachum Zev put on his tefillin, bar mitzvah boy. So he writes him a letter and he says to him, I'm happy you're putting on tefillin, and you're coming to chiyuv or the mitzvahs, but I want you to know that it's a lot more than just putting on tefillin. Yeah? Bar mitzvah bach, you hear? It's a lot more, ata tzarich ladat, harbe yoter mimash stam laniach tefillin. He says, "Ha'ikaz yirat shamayim," like it says in the Torah, "Ma Hashem alikecha shoyel miimcha kim liira." The ikar, ha'ikar shba ikarim. The main thing Hashem is asking, what?
Liira.
Yirat shamayim. It says it clearly. Tell me, did you think about yirat shamayim? You're putting on tefillin. Tefillin is just a prat b'tocha yirat shamayim. Aval ikar. Enachta tatafel. I'm sorry, Enachta Taikar, Vilakachta, Tafasta Taikar, Tafel. What's the Ikar? The Ikar is the Yirat Shemayim. So listen to what he says. Halomishi Yeshbo Yirat Shemayim. Because if a person has Yirat Shemayim, Kvar Muchan Hu Lishmirat Kol HaTorah Kul. Al Yedei Zeh. Through this, he will keep the entire Torah. Yirat Shemayim is the key, the Mafetach. Shmirat Kol HaTorah Kul. Umish is a Yechseloi. And if he lacks Yirat Shemayim, he's not prepared for nothing. He's just completely unprepared. Im gam yachshav b'daitoy, because even if he thinks, yeah, I'm going to learn, I'm going to daven. Gam yachshav b'daitoy lishma Torah mitzvahs. Avo, hare yedeya hu sheyagia l'maisa. When it comes to Maisa, Yamud Lefana, you know how much difficulty comes in your way. You know, people are not prepared. I think about it a lot. People are just not prepared properly for what it means to sit and learn. You know, when a guy goes into a business, he fathoms all the circumstances that could arise. In case the guy says this, I'll say that. In case this happens and the market crashes, I'll do this. In case this and that. When it comes to learning, you know, a guy says, Mitzvah, I'll come to you. Yeah, Mitzvah. Yeah, but what happens when the Yetzer comes to bother you? I mean, are you prepared for that? It's a great question. A person has no tochnit. What happens in case? That's what he's saying over here. What happens? Good. Yeah. Let's say you make up your mind. Yesh lecha lev tov, yesh lecha regeshim tovim, yesh lecha avat Hashem. It's all good. But then the Yetzer comes. What do you do then? You know what it reminds me? It reminds me of a great story of Ramayisha Zechat Tzadik. The Kodesh Hagoyin Hagodl Mareinu Poisek Adora Moshe Feinstein. The Moshe put out a tshuva that the mechitza doesn't have to be the same size as what was used to all the years. He minimized the height, the requirement that's needed for b'di'evit. Okay, Hasidic factions were very angry at that. Ooh, what are you talking about? So the Satmar Dayanim wanted to go down to speak to Ramosha to convince him. Well, maybe they could convince him to show him from this safe, from that safe, from here, from there, you know. To throw at him a load of bekiut. Here, there. But first they went to get the blessing of the Satmar Rebbe. Look at the blessing of the Satmar Rebbe. Come to the Satmar Rebbe and they tell him, Rebbe, we're going to Ramosha to speak to him about this topic, about the mechitza, this and that, and we'd like to get your bracha. He said, it's a very good idea, but what are you going to do when he starts talking to you and learning? He said, it's a good idea to go there, but what are you going to do when he starts talking to you and learning? He's telling his dayanim from Satmar, his own dayanim. It's very good to want to learn, but what do you do when the Yetzer Hara starts? He meant to tell him, you're completely out of your league. You're completely unprepared. The minute he opens his mouth, you're finished. Here too, the Yetzer Hara. The first time the Yetzer Hara comes to you, you're dead in the waters. What are you going to do? You're prepared? Good, you want to learn. What's lamaisa when the first problem arises? What are you going to do? Listen carefully. Kitzer, what happens with the Yetzer Hara? Comes with machshavas v'yatlenu mikiyum hamitzvos. Im mipnei sheyasatzel, you'll be lazy. Or im mipnei sheyachbis lasas davar achbar, you'll want to do something else. You're not going to learn. So how are you prepared? So what prepares a person that he should learn no matter what? He should be prepared to withstand no matter what Yetzer Hara, no matter what Nisoyin comes his way. Fear. Yiras Shemayim. Shetamayin ala mishmer. V'loy tanichenu losa miderech ha-terev ha-mitzvos yeminu smil. This is the pshat. A person can have a havel. A person can have morals. A person can be mamish. Beautiful. Femot, Ben Adam, Femot. אבל ברגע שזה קשה, ברגע שיש ניסיונות, ברגע שיש פרשור, no, only Yira Shamayim. And Pacha, we're going to talk about that. How do you know we're going to get into that? That's exactly what we're going to get into. Listen to what we're going to talk about. Let me ask you a question. You ready? And this is exactly what I wanted to talk about. You listening? Avraham Avinu, when he comes to Avimelech, he lies to him, he tells him, Achosihim. Kitz Avimelech finds out it's not true. He's furious. Why'd you lie to me? What did I say? Avraham, I'm sorry, Yitzchak. So Yitzchak says to him, Rak ein yiras elokim amakim hazeh. So why are you making me crazy? What do you want from me? You should be embarrassed to yourself. It's Avraham who said it. Ein yiras elokim amakim hazeh. Larguni avarishtu. Okay. Now, it's alright. Nisan, listen. Nisan is the Baki Shibakiyas. All right, Kanigreshim is done with Kaven al Pasuk Acher. Kitzer, listen carefully. Don't kill me.
Same reason.
Don't kill me. Maybe they'll kill me. You need Yirah Shemaim Rotzchim. I got to like it. Raka makom hazeh makom ritzicha. Could you imagine you walk into Iran and Iraq and you tell them, you know why they're hanging people left and right and chopping heads off? Because they don't have Yirah Selikim. They love it. This is their daily breakfast. This is what they eat for lunch and supper. The dam of the other guy. That's their enjoyment in life. Says the Malbim. No. That's not what was Avimelech in Mitzrayim. Avimelech in Mitzrayim was kultur. It was culture. Avimelech in Mitzrayim was sophistication. Avimelech in Mitzrayim was ethics. Morals. Yeah, don't think Avimelech was such a lowlife. And the biggest raya is... You see, he gave her back right away and he told them, leave, and there's morals! And there's no Yiras Elokim. You know what happens to all the morals? When push comes to shove, when you're in a tight bind and you're in trouble! Murder. Tell me, the senator over there didn't kill this girl. She had, what was her name over there, that girl that disappeared? What was her name over there? She was a Chayin Levracha. What was her name? Allah Shalom. Levi, Chnezvas, whatever. Senator. And what's the answer? Quickly. Get rid of her. You can have culture, you can have ethics, you can have morals, you can have rules and regulations. It's all very good, says the Malbim. Mom doesn't bring the example of Levi, but that's a good example. Avimelech wasn't he wasn't Yishmael, You think he was a Majanichan, whatever the guy, the Reitzeach over there was. He was a real Melech, he was the real deal. But Harguni Advar Ishi. Why? It becomes rule, it becomes moral to do it. The opposite. The morals make cheshbonus. Okay, so then you have to do it. The Malbim, I think, writes, if I remember the Lasha correctly, he says, I saw many cultured people. But if they had no Yirah Shamayim, they were roitzchim. You know, the biggest cultured people was the German. The German was the most cultured creature on the face of the earth. He made cheshbonus that he has to kill the Jews. He was like a kelev ra. He behaved like a dog. Rak ein yirat elokim b'makom hazeh. Now I want to tell you further. Why does it say rak? He should say ein yirat elokim b'makom hazeh. Why does it say the word rak? You know who asked this question? The Yalkut Shimoni. Yalkut Shimoni says in Perik Nun Zayin, Rak is a mute. And the Teretz is, Hayalem Afilu Yirat Shamayim. You listening? People think Avi Melech had no Yirat Shemayim. There was a big monastery. There was a big the church. What do you call the Vatican? Vatican. Avi Melech went every Sunday with the Bible, like Clinton. Also, his Bible every Sunday. What happened when he got caught? When the Esav got caught in the got caught this Arayis and Ritzicha, who knows what? Rak. Afilu im chaser v'yirat elokim omer hamedrash yalkut shimoini kvar varguni al dvarishti. William Shifra Pua, they could have had cheshbonot from here till who knows where. Shemutar lahem lo rak shemutar lahem chayavim larog et ha'ubrim chayecha koidmin. Fear. And because of that, there was Zoychel Abati Kahuna Levia. Now, Rabbi Isai, let me explain to you the whole Inyan of Yirat Shemayim. Yirat Shemayim, Hein Chochmo Yirat Selikim. Hein, one. It's the one and only Chochmo. One and only Chachma. Sfarim explain. I just read you the Michtam Aliyah, but they all write this. Hayisod v'ashoyre shal akol ze beyirat shamayim. And I'll prove it to you. What was the tachlit of the Makot? Yoru Mitzrayim, fear. Do you know that the Mepharshim tell me? And it wasn't for the Mitzriyim. You think the Mitzriyim need Yiras Shemayim? They were anyway going Litimah. Who was it? The Yaru. It was for the Yidu. All the Mepharshim said this was lessons in Yira. Dosages of lessons of fear of Hashem. Mak after mak. The only thing is, Klal Yisrael is the son. So Hashem gave it to the Mitzriyim to teach the son. In Yiddish you have an expression. Yizak the Shnur. I'm sorry, Mizok the Tochter umemeint the Shnur. What does that mean? When a mother-in-law wants to rebuke the daughter-in-law, she knows it's going to turn into a big war. So she rebukes the daughter, and she really means the daughter-in-law. She says, you know something, you don't keep a good house, and you're this, and you don't behave. And the daughter's thinking, yeah, I do all this, I do listen. Mizok the Tochter, we say about the daughter, umemeint the Shnur. The same thing was in Mitzrayim. The Rebbeinu Shloimeh meant Klal Yisrael. And I can hit Klal Yisrael. So he hit the Mitzrayim. And he meant Klal Yisrael. V'yoru Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem, say the Mepharshim. Yiro. Tell me, at the end of Yetzias Mitzrayim, what was the culmination, the sod? V'yiro ha'amet Hashem. Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'moish vayiru ha'amet Hashem. Tell me, what was the yisod of Matan Torah? I read you the pasuk again. The pasuk. Everybody can look at it up himself. The pasuk. Shmois Chav, Perik Yudzayim. Sorry, Perik Chav, pasuk Yudzayim. Look, Klal Yisrael came to complain. Why is Hashem talking to me directly? We're terrified. We're shcheklach. We can't handle it. What does Moshe Rabbeinu tell him? It's good for you. Why is it good for you? What's the problem? The English doesn't have over there those psukim. So why can't you find it? Go ahead, read the pasuk. No, Maman Tiet, I got no. Al Tirah, don't be afraid of this situation. It's good, the whole Matan Torah. It's good. Why is it good? The whole Maman Har Sinai. Yeah, Kailos are broken. Tremendous fear. Why? What's good about it? Hashem is testing. Remember, we spoke about tests. And what's the medicine? For tests, And the answer is, no.
Uvavur tiye yirato al penechem.
The only thing that stops from sin is what?
Yira.
Yira. Nisayon. Nisayon yira tes. No, do I say good stuff? Or I make it up from the top of my head like most speakers? It says in the pasuk. And yes, and ya mati, it's a pasuk omer, it's in the furash. כל הממד של מתן תורה, קולות וברקים, מהשמיים דיברו. They opened up the skies and Hashem spoke directly to the people. What was the תכלית? What was the point of it? It says clearly, לנסות אתכם, יירה, and what? לבלתי תחתל, you shouldn't sin. ניסיון, חט, the anecdote, that's what I'm looking for, the anecdote, הרפואה, anecdote. Refuah. Neged. Neged. Sin. The matzav shel nisayon is ira. Fear of Hashem. With this rabotai. I want to show you how a person can have it all, but if he doesn't have ira shemayim, he has nothing. That's what we're saying here. That a person could have love of Hashem and ethics and morals, and in one second it all goes out the window without Yirat Shemayim. I want to show this to you, to give it to you in a way that you should understand it, and explain to you even further how it should apply to you in your personal life. Listen carefully. I saw here the Michtam Aliyah says beautiful stuff. Listen to what he says. He discusses that a person that doesn't have Yiras Shemayim is no guarantee that the storms of life that come his way are not going to drown him. They're going to push him off. Big Nisyonot. Who's going to withstand all that? Why? Because his heart is open for anything to come its way. He's not well protected. Listen to his marshal. He says, therefore I would like to compare this He says like this. Ha'im ra'ita, have you ever seen Mishi ibn Abayis Gadol V'yafir? Look, the beautiful palace home, beautiful bar park, yeah? Or Queens on the other side, on the King Garden Hills on the other side, not on our side. Okay, yeah. Bayis Gadol V'yafir. The Kanos Lada V'saicha. And he'll want to go in and live there. Just one thing he didn't do. He didn't build a door. He forgot to build a door. Tell me, how long is all this beautiful house going to last?
50.
Within minutes, it's all finished, right? People can come in and steal. It's Robin. Any guy comes in and it's finished, right? Yiras Shemayim is the door that protects all the chachm and ahavet that shouldn't escape in moments' notice. It shouldn't escape in moments' notice. This is what he's trying to say. Yes, matzav shel nisayon, it all goes out the window. What protects him? Ma manur, what's the lock that protects everything in?
Yirat Shemayim.
Beautiful muscle. Now I understand why the pasuk in Iyov, paying chavches, pasuk chavches is hang Yirat Hashem, he chachma. It's wisdom. Yira is wisdom. Yira, fear of Hashem is wise. I understand it's wise. You know, the smartest people. I thought about this for a very long time. The smartest people do the most foolish things because of Tavis. So what protects the Chachma? Just Yiras Shemayim. Hein Chachma. You know when a person's wise? Yiras Hashem. When he has Yiras Hashem. Because he can act like a fool. A person can be wise in the mind. But when it comes to a tithe, I told this to you many times, just lamchishet adavar. You know, the last president, he's still alive, Clinton, Alepna, Chirot Chai. Yeah? I mean, Shoei Bechayim Kri Mason, Stamazullah Chai. Bekitzer, yeah? He was brilliant. You don't understand how smart he was. You're not my, he's the, one of the smartest aesops you'll ever find. Shrewd, willy. People loved him. They have. You know, he hardly worked. He wasn't such a big worker. He knew how to. He was great. It's great! Because of a stupid timer which doesn't even befit a man of his stature. He acted like a fool, like an imbecile. He walked around like an imbecile, egg all over his face. What was he thinking? I don't know. You go down in history as the Melech HaOlam, the king of the world. Imagine a king of the, imagine you walk into a king's palace and you see him sitting on the floor playing with blocks. But he's brilliant! He's brilliant! Chacham! Chacham, this is a Chacham. You're right, the mind works. Smart, but not intelligent. You see the difference? Smart! But not intelligent. Hein Chachma. All the wisdom, it can go away in 1 second over a kairos. The only thing that protects it is what? You like it? Hey, Chachma, Yiras Hashem. Let's go further. I'm going to tell you over a beautiful Chassam Sofer. And this Chassam Sofer Aboisai brings out so beautifully what we just said. Chassam Sofer says, V'loi Asu, they didn't do, right? Kashadibra Aleihem Melech Mitzrayim. It's a very funny lashon. If it says v'tchayenes hayaladim, so you don't have to say v'layat. Lehargu, they didn't kill. Why does it have to say le'asu? They didn't do what the Melech Mitzrayim said. So Chazal ha'doyrish that they actually were told something else. They weren't told to kill the babies. You know what they were told? Lavay aleihem. He told them to go do znus with them. He wanted them for znus. He wanted shifra and pur for znus. So Gemara cited daf yud aleph amid beis. Yeah. He didn't kill.
It's poor.
But like Asu is not referring to kill the babies. Like Asu, Kashadibra Le Melch Mitzrayim Lavera Lesnut will be Kashmem Lesnut. Huh? The king of Egypt had a crush on Shimon. What don't you understand? Okay. Amru Chazal, so Chazal said, Lavi Aleihem, Shetavon Liznus. Says the Chassam Sofer. Some of that's what you meant. You meant Chassam Sofer's Kashas. Liznus, killing babies, man. Makarepa. In different years, he gave different tirutzim. Let me tell you, in the year Tavku Samachal, he had a very short parents, very nice parents. He understood, what are you going to go tell someone to kill somebody? Yucholim levakesh mi en bi Yisrael she'arog yeled. You're going to kill a baby? What are you, crazy? Tavan liznut. Aveira goyreres, aveira. He knew that, how is he going to get them to kill the babies? Aveira goyrotza lachshila barayis. Kedei she'avim lechet shvichas damim. Deha beha tal yamilsa. It's very connected. Ha beha talya milsa. Yeah. And he brings a raya from the Gemara. Darn, the kids are, they were nizer ma'arayas, and therefore, like, also kidvar, they didn't do what Melech Mitzrayim wanted, and therefore what happened? Matchayenes hayom. Tell me something. Isn't it interesting how Melech, arayas, v'hargu oisei al dvarishti, yakrein yirasol kim ha'makam hazeh. Ooh, same thing. What? Znus, who says they'll murder? Avraham Avinu was very secure, was very convinced that they took his wife, Al Dvarishti. So that's going to lead to Herig. It's the same sugya. You should know. I learned. You should appreciate that you have someone that's learning before he gives you a shir. It's the same story. The connection, ha beha talia milsa, yeah? Arayas leads to Herig. And that has to do with what? Ein yiras elokim b'makom hazeh. Why? Rabbi said, let me tell you. Yiras Shemayim is the anecdote for our eyes. You know why? Because moral people don't see what's wrong with them. Only Yiras Shemayim tells a person not to do our eyes. I'll explain to you what I mean. Are you hurting anybody? No. Two consenting adults. That's the big thing in America today. Tell me, is America an ethical place? Sure. No, it is. It really is. Compared to the rest of the world. They have rules and regulations and ethics and left and right and human rights and human this. And if you cough the wrong way, that a shachar, you're right away violating all human rights. You know, that. If you look the wrong way at the guy, you had his civil rights, you have a battle his civil rights. And don't ask, right? Do you know what the rate of arayas, of gila arayas is in the United States? It's amazing. It's just an amazing... it's not even illegal. There's no law against the husband. It's nothing. It's a, what do they call it?
No law against adultery.
Adultery. There's no law against adultery. How are you talking? How do you explain it? The most moral country in the world. And you know what the answer is? Their morals and ethics is not based on Yiras Shamayim because they separated government from state from religion. It's about morals of what? Of Bein Al Mechaveira. It's ethics in Bein Al Mechaveira. There's nothing wrong with al-Mukhaveira with adultery, two consenting adults. That's why you hear the nusach of two consenting adults. That's where it comes from. You're not hurting anybody. They can do what they want. Like it's their business. Right? You want to live with the chveis, but the hamor, it's your consenting adults. Shailus, who's the consenting adult? I don't know. Uncle Padim, yeah! If it was Shaykh Mistam to get a consent from a Chamar, they would say that that's Mutter too. Bestiality is probably only a problem because there's no two consenting adults, Tzar Balachayim. Which I hold is every time by them, every beer by them is Tzar Balachayim. But alright, anyways, that's not Yigeh. Bottom line is, the Kuda Untishter, initially called Untishter Shura Tachtoina. In order to be Pirish from Arayis and Hirhuri Arayis, what am I hurting? Am I hurting anybody? Anybody? Or what? The only thing that could stop you is Yiras Elokim. All the morals and all the ethics and all the rules. And this is what Avimelech took into Sarah's consenting adults, you hear? Baharguni Advarishti. Avraham Avinu understood that the next step is not ethics and not morals. Because the moment you get caught in Arayis, the trick is Yiras Shamayim. When there's Yiras Shamayim, this eludes the issues of Arayis. This takes away Arayis and all the cover-up of Arayis through Ritzicha and murder and stealing. It's all the cover-up. You should know, they always say that about American politics. It's not the crime, it's the cover-up. The cover-up of Esav to the Aveira is Ritzicha and Gezel and so on and so forth. It's unbelievable thing. But the Shoyrish of it, it's only if you have Yiras Elokim. This is what Pari understood. Vatirena miyaldeis es Elokim, but he also kidvar, and they didn't do like what's his name wanted. Now, I want to show you a little further. You know, Bilam, when he wanted Klal Yisrael to fall, he said a very interesting mishpat, very interesting statement. Bilam said, go make Arvis, the Bnei Smoyah, they should go out and entice the Jews. Eloiheihem Shalela. Sine Zina. What do you mean? Eloiheihem Shalela? What the world, in the world it's not Sine Zina, it's only Eloiheihem Shalela? And you know what the answer is? No. In the world, Zima is not such a bad thing. It has to do with Elohim, Yiras Elohim. That's the Yiras Elohim. Eloheihem shal Elo Sainei Zima. Do you know that Avoid Zara and Znus is the same language in the Torah? It's the same language. No, like Sasuru, it's a Zima. It's the same Lashon. One is minus and one is arayus. Asher zaynim achreihem. Znus. Liznus. The word zaynus, znus, is found by adultery and it's also found by avodah zarah. Asher atim zaynim achreihem. Very interesting. Adultery, arayus, and elokus is tied to habaha. I once thought to myself, Yom Kippur, right before Nila, what do we say? We read arayus. I don't know. To me, it's something so strange. I mean, Yom Kippur is a time that we have to start reading about Erva, Isha, Bita, right? The Kriyas Ater of Mincha. It's about adultery. What's the pshat? So many say, I saw many bring down, that they had problems, that already by towards the end of the day, the boys and the girls would stay outside, and there would be problems of giving them musr. That's brought down this far. I don't know what shuls you daven in. The shuls that I daven in, that doesn't happen. The shuls that I daven in, that doesn't happen. Forgive me? I'm thinking a little bit more. Arayus is, you know, it's all about fear. Yom Kippur is Yira. It's about fear. The sign of Yom Kippur is fear. It's Yira Shemayim. Tshuva, Chet, Kapara. It's all about Yira. We spoke about this, that Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah is Ahava. Yom Kippur is Yira. It's about Yira Sa'oinish, Yira Sa'roimis, Hashem, Allah Chafezun. It's about fear. Arayis is a direct result of the fear. And we try to instill in Yom Kippur, Precious Me'arayis, Yira, the fear of Yom Kippur. There's a connection between Yira and Arayis. Now let's go a little bit further. Eloheim Shalela Soinazimu. Let me show you now what the Maral says. I told you I had the Maral. Yosef, Shekrachim Vehevela Yoifi. Boyas. Palti bin Laish. Ooh, Isha Yiras Hashem Itasal. Says the Maral. Why? What's wrong with what Yosef? And he says a Moyudik Azach. He says like this. Yosef was dressed. So there was protection to the Averis. So he had to do a Maisa, right? To get undressed and. Right, so there was boundaries. There was gedarim already set up. So when he ran from that matziv, which is from already where there was gedarim. And he explains that's called chayin. Chayin is more external. The person has nothing. You don't have any. But people view you and have chayin. They find in you something.
Charm.
It's a charm that you have, but you only have it in the eyes of somebody else. It's not physically there. That's Yosef. Boaz was more. Why? Because Boaz was already laying there. He says a lashon that the Arumim, place, I don't know where he gets it, but after Panim, that's what the Maral says. I can only quote a Maral. The Maral Rav Yosef is in the Siva Sayulim Chelik Beis, the Siva Yeres Hashem, Peri Gimel Amud Chav Vav through Chav Zayin. And he says that they were sitting together, laying together. So that takes already. Yeah, they were asleep, but who says they were not dressed? No, he says that they were rumored. I'll give you the lashon. Listen, sir, if you have a problem, you write to the Maral to Prague. They have his cave over there. You write to him. Listen, what he writes to him. He says, "Zeboy is the apple gap shavadei dove zehu yosim yosim shahoya imay b'mita v'haya arum." He says, "What should I tell you?" He says that Yosim was dressed. Masheki Boyz was one step closer to the Aver, and he still was Pirish. So that took from him something. That's called Hevel HaYoifi. Yoifi a person does have. It is obtained by the person, not just outwardly perceived. So Boyz was one step more. But Yoifi disappears with time. No one stays pretty forever, right? Except for maybe some of you. But most people don't stay Yoifi forever, right? Boaz also wasn't forever. After that situation, okay, the Yetzirah was gone, finished. Right? It was just a one-time thing. Palti ben Laish was constant, day in and day out for years. Isha Yiras Hashem, he tishalo. Why? Zeu palti ben laisha hoisa tomit imoi vim kolza yagoy val yitzray. Zehu amitas hayira. That's the aside of the year. Constant his gabus. Constant overpowering the Yetzirah. Yira hazois hu shoirish v'ikar haka. That's the whole thing. The whole Torah is about Yira Shema. That's it. That's the bottom line. Because you can love Hashem. Guys, I don't love today. I'm in a bad mood. You know, that's just the way it works. Kachomar shekra chayim v'avela yoi v'kloimar. Ki roi lo el odam shiye lo ikar Yira Shemaim. Avela yishir Shemaim bama, he calls it. You know what bama means? Bama is chutz. Bum is the mizbev they use on the outside. He calls Yosef's Yira Shemayim Bama! The mizbeach on the outside. It's not the inner. With varim elam of varim. These things are clear cut, says the Maral. Yeah, Maral. Batirena miyaldei sasalikim. The geula, the redemption, was about Yira Shemayim. The makis was about Yira Shemayim. Kriyas Yamsuf, Bayiram. By Aminu Bashem, Matan Torah was about Yira Shemayim. The Parshiyos of Shmos are lessons, are dosages of antidote, medicine for Yira Shemayim. You read the Parshiyos of Bishalach. That's why these weeks are Shaivim. Shaivim is a time to work on the private, on these Gabrus HaYetzer. If you're not hurting anybody, nobody knows, nobody, who cares, who are you bothering? The guy can be the most moral, ethical person. But this inyanim, what does that have to do with these inyanim? He's a very nice guy, he loves Hashem, he loves to learn, it's all beautiful. This gabrus al hayetzer comes only from Yirat Shamayim. Shaimavim is Yirat Shamayim. Ato yodati ki reili kimato. The act of Yira, of the Akedah, was found also in the act of Pu and Shifra, when they met Chayenes HaYiladim. It wasn't morals, it wasn't ethics, it wasn't love of Hashem, it was something more. Abai said, if you have, give me 5 more minutes, I'm going to show you something so beautiful now. You have 5 more minutes? Mm-hmm. You don't have it. You have to go. We have, okay. Give me 5 more minutes. I'll show you something so beautiful, okay? The Yira of the Mialdis, and I explained to you that's Chachma, because the wisdom is protected with the Yira Shemayim. Let me show you something so beautiful. Okay, ready? Okay. The Medrash says that not only was Miriam zoichet to Moshe and Aaron, right? Miriam is the, but they were also zoichet to Bezalel. Why? Because by Bezalel it says, "Batimale oisei ruach elikim, ruach elikim, matirena am yalbeisas elikim." So because of this, they got Bezalel. I read you the Medrash. Let's do a Lashon Medrash here. Mahu. Schar, what was their reward? Lefi sheyira yecheved b'pnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because yecheved feared. Hayah la pachad l'pnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hemid mimenu Moshe. She got Moshe. What about Miriam? Miriam yotza mimenu Bezalel. Shehoya malei chachma. See, chachma. Yira chachma. Atimale oisei ruach alikin. Chachma. Atirena miyal was Yira. Yira chachma is the same thing. She had Bezalel. Let me ask you a question. You don't mind me asking. Chochma, Yira. What's the connection? Bezalel. Tell me, how old was Bezalel? He was 13 years old. That's how old Bezalel was. There was not one other person in Klal Yisrael that was roi, that was fit to do the job, only Bezalel. Could you imagine a guy's looking for... So he goes to look in the kindergarten. Let me see. Ooh, the guy eating the donuts there. The one that's eating, the one that's playing the blocks. Him, I want him to build the Mishnah. So you know what you're going to say? At 13, Bezalel was Mamash Golador. I'll tell you what you remind me of.
But God gave him the smarts to build it and everything.
So why did he choose a 13-year-old boy? I can tell you that this question is not mine. The Chassam Sofer asked this question. But before we get to Chassam Sofer, let me tell you what this reminds me of. My great-grandfather, Besar, Gadol, the great genius, the Torah giant of Europe, in his writings, in earlier years, he wrote a very sharp sentence against the Ramah. The Ramah, in a certain sugya, contradicts the Gemara. The Beis Aaron goes to battle. Diber b'charifut neged Ramah. He speaks very sharply against Ramah. Years later, when he has that same topic in the Shulchan Aruch, when he wrote his books on Shulchan Aruch, so on the bottom he writes that here is the place that he liked to ask forgiveness from the Ramah. In his younger years, he was a little bit, you know, I guess he mellowed out over the years, and there here he wants to ask forgiveness from the Ramah for speaking sharply against the Ramah. Right? This I saw years and years. I know of it. Recently, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, a book came out by a very famous author in Israel that authors many books. A lot of his books are used today in Halacha, and he has the picture books on Shabbos. It's all Rabbi Stern, very famous Rabbi Stern. So there he has, he put out a volume, Gedolei HaDoros, topics about, you know, literature about Gedolei. And one chapter he has is on the Beis Aaron, my great-grandfather. There he writes something very interesting. He writes that in the earlier years he wrote something very sharp against the Ramah. Years later he asks Mechila, he asks forgiveness from the Ramah, which I knew, but he adds, V'zeh haya al pi hatza'at Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Now, Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, who lived at the time in Israel, wrote a letter to the Beis Aaron.
Wow.
Yeah. And told him, that's what he writes. Now, where did he get this story from? Where did he get this story from? There's only one source that he could have gotten this story. Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach was the uncle of this Rabbi Stern. He was the uncle. Only Rabbi Orbach would have known this, because how would you know why somebody retracted something? So obviously he knew that the letter was sent. Reb Shlomo Zalman sent such a letter. How old was Reb Shlomo Zalman? Who? Yeled Ben Shleish Esrei Shani. He was 13 years old. What happened was, years later, somebody put out a book called Chaim Shiesh Bem. It's a book on Chumash. It's a very famous book that they use on the Parshiyos. It's nice, nice story. So he brings the story over there, and he tries to bring out the anava, the humbleness of the Beis Aaron, that he accepted rebuke, so to speak, from a 13-year-old boy. Today, even someone who's greater than you sends you a letter, you throw, rip it up, you say, hey, you know what you're talking about, and that's all, right? A 30-year-old boy should just send the Torah giant, one of the big rabbis of Europe, a contradiction, a rebuke, that he should accept it as an unbelievable thing. That's what this book writes. I wanted very much to write this guy a letter and say, I know my grandfather was a humble person. I agree with you. But this story doesn't prove it. You know why? How is the Beis Aaron supposed to know how old this Reb Shlomo Zalman was? When he wrote a letter, you think he sounded like a 13-year-old boy that we have today? He might have sounded like a Gadol HaDor. I remember seeing a tshuva that Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach wrote on electricity, on the Ramco, on the microphone. He was 30-something years old. It's phenomenal, the amount of knowledge that he knew. It's something unique. It's just unbelievable. I mean, a 30-year-old man should write so much and to have such innovation in electricity and to know all the exact way how electricity works and that he studied it. I mean, it's not. So it's no chiddush to me that the 13-year-old boy sounded like, ooh, the Gadol HaDor. So maybe we could come and say, Bezalel was 13! Yeah, but he was 13. If Reb Shlomo Zalman at 13 looked like this, can you imagine what Bezalel looked like at 13? But, Tamachti Yisei Daisai, I hang my hat up on the Chassam Sofer that asks us for a question. He asks a great question. Nobody in Klal Yisrael was fit to build a Mishkan besides a 13-year-old boy. It's a great question. You listen to Lashon. Dezeu dover nifla miyayin. It's a wondrous thing. She adam echad memule b'chaf m'tuna b'das b'chaf v'hu ben yud gimli. He should be 13 years old. Right? V'yesh b'yisrael chach b'leiv skein revoyin. And there were tremendous talmid chachamim then. There's not one of the people that looked just, that was able to be like Bezalel. You had to pick Bezalel. I'm going to tell you a medrash, Rabbi Yisrael, that when you put some not culminates the entire conversation we have today. Puts everything in perspective. It was a present, like you said. You know why he got this present, Bezalel? Who was Bezalel's father?
Chur.
What did Chur do? Chur went and fought the eagle. And he got killed for it. So Hoya Benoishal Chur, Shinasan Nafshai, the Siras Nefesh for the eagle. Tell me, who was Miriam's son?
Chur.
Who was Maisa Nefesh because of Yiras Shamayim? Miriam. Who was Maisa Nefesh for Yiras Shamayim? Chur. Who was Bezalel Chachma, which is Yiras Shamayim? No? It's all the same thing. It's Miriam, Chur. It comes from the same Sherish. That's what the Medrash, I believe, means. Aniyaz Dati. Bischut Vatirena Myaldis Salikim, she was Aikha to what? Bezalel. Now you'll ask me, why do I need Yiras Shamayim in the building of the Mishkan? I'm going to answer you that the same thing. Ready? Which wisdom was needed to build a Mishkan? So you can come and say it was the wisdom of what do you call the Banoi of architect, engineering. He was a big engineer. Do you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu detailed the plan, the blueprint of the Mishkan? He wasn't the blueprint. He didn't make the blueprint. Hashem made the blueprint. So someone could come and say, yeah, but to understand the blueprint, to make it from that, that also takes tremendous wisdom. Really? Really? I don't know. Who's the Chacham? The guy that did the Schwarzer that knocks the nails in, or the guy who makes the blueprint? No, don't talk about that. Listen, you'll enjoy this. Listen. Who's the Chacham? No? The guy makes the blueprint. The Eibishter made the blueprint. Yeah? Tell me, how many times does it say in the Binyan HaMishkan, Vayas Kasher Tziva Hashem Oisai? How many times does it say it? 18 times it says. The building of the Mishkan, it says 18 times that it was done exactly the way Hashem said. Tell me, to do exactly what Hashem says, and for a person to take himself out of it completely, not what I think and what I want and what I do, all my wisdom is nothing, I follow because Hashem said. Which midah does that come from? Does anybody know? No? You know, the whole Brisker Mahalach, does anybody know what the Brisker Mahalach is all about? It's about Yira, it's about fear. And therefore, it's about Dikduk HaMitzvos. Dikduk HaMitzvos is to listen to the word of God, the word of Hashem, to its precise intent. Precision. Exact. And what is that? Which meat is it? Yira. It's fear. When you fear Hashem, Briskerov had such yirat Hashem, he said Kriyat Shema, he would say over again, over again, Ulai hamilazu lo itpateh me'achuz kemo shetzarich. Bezalel needed this to make an exact Mishkan, make exactly the way Hashem wanted it. He needed Chachma. Which Chachma? Chachma is Gabrut HaYetzer on every pu'ula, on every action. Exactly the way Hashem wanted. A person can be very intellectual, but he still doesn't do exactly what Hashem wants of him. This Rabbeisai is Miriam, Atirena, Sabialdas, and Salikim. And this is the theme of Shmois Va'eira Boy Mishalach, Yisrael Mishpatim, Matan Torah. It's all the same thing. Mishpatim is the end of Matan Torah. Matan Torah is the end of Parsha Mishpatim also. Shaivavim. That's what Shaivavim is. I wish you all to take the lessons of Shaivavim and apply them and grow from them. You know, I'm going to tell you one more nekuda and then I'll say goodbye. I can't help it. I must tell it to you. Why do we keep mitzvahs mila today? Does anybody know why we keep mitzvahs mila today? So if you're going to come and say, because Avraham Avinu made mila, you're wrong. The Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayis and Daf Kuf Amud Aleph, the Rambam says, we do not do Brit Mila because Avram did Brit Mila. You know why we do Brit Milah? Because Hashem recommanded it in the Torah, Tayag Mitzvahs Misinai Nemu, that Hashem gave it to us from Sinai. Before Matan Torah, we did it because Avram, Gidanasha, Yaakov. But after Matan Torah, we do it because... What's wrong if we do it because of Avram? What's wrong if we do it because of Avram? And the answer is, Asher Tziva Hashem. Asher Tziva Hashem. Koira means Yira L'Dvar Hashem. Precision in the kiyum of the Dvar Hashem, because Hashem said so. We keep Torah mitzvahs only because Hashem said so. Yira is Yisai Kala Torah. Cool, like the Mepharshim, the Rishonim, Achreinim teach us. This is Shoivavim, the lessons of Shema Yismayr, B'Shalach, let's talk about Zoyche, Lekayem Dvar Hashem, Begalui, U'Beseter, Kemoshe Begalui, Hidgabrut HaYetzer HaZeh Rak Yavo, Yelam Yirat Shemayim Tehara. We have the real Yirat Shemayim. Rabbi Yisai, have a good day.